Okay, today I'm going to talk to you about a new chemistry we have coming online, a new herbicide called Anthem Flex. Should be coming on in 2015. Of course, that's tentative. Those of you who've walked cotton fields have seen this weed, Palmer amaranth, especially since glyphosate resistance has come online. This has been a big headache to us for several years. I had the pleasure, I say that tongue-in-cheek, the pleasure of watching this weed creep into the state of Arkansas as I was extension entomologist there from 2007 to 2012, and this weed is indeed a headache, so it would be nice to see other modes of action and chemistries come on to help out with that particular weed. As I said, we have a new herbicide coming on. We're going to call it Anthem Flex. Should be available in 2015. It's a mix of pyroxasulfone and carfentrazone. We're going to be labeling it the first year in mediums. We're still looking at coarse soils, sandy loam only. We've had some injury issues there in some of our testing, so we're going to try to carry that on another year. It can be applied early pre-plant, PPI, a pre, and a post-direct. Quick rate chart I put together. Again, this is rough. We may have to adjust it a little bit. Medium soils, 1.8 to 2.7 fluid ounces. For the medium soils listed, and for the fine soils, 2.7 to 3.8 fluid ounces. If you notice on there, we don't have the coarse soils. As mentioned, the master label for pyroxasulfone states that you can't go on coarse soils except for sandy loam, and some of our research that we've had so far has shown some slight injuries, so we're not quite sure what direction we're going there. So we're going to be looking at that again in 2014 and even 2015. So our objective, of course, to look at this new herbicide with weed control and also crop phytotoxicity. That's important. Of course, phyto you want to look at first. If it hurts the crop, almost doesn't matter how much it controls the weed. Looking at different broadleaf and grass species, particularly Palmer amaranth, velvet leaf, some of the usual suspects that you see in cotton production. And we had several locations in coarse, medium, and fine soils, but these are the fine soil locations that we had in 2013. We had about the same number in 2012 as well. So three in Arkansas, two in Mississippi, a couple in Texas, one in Tennessee, one in Louisiana. So real quick, just to run down the crop response injury, ran this across several locations. You can see we basically had no injury whatsoever across multiple locations. We had injury in no locations last year in the 2012 program with this particular product. This year was unusual. As Frank mentioned, we had a cool and wet spring. We did have, which actually spoke well to this product in terms of injury potential, because almost every location we had, as you can see, zero injury on those medium soil sites. We had one location, though, in Louisiana that did have a little bit of injury. What you see there is that 90 grams of pyroxasulfone, I can't get the pointer going here, the 90 grams of pyroxasulfone here, which is going to be the 2.76 fluid ounces of Anthem Flex. You can see here we had no difference in plant stand. This is going to be the highest use rate that we recommend. We did have a little bit of phytotoxicity, but bottom line is that it grew out of it, and then we took it to yield. There was no significant reduction in yield, so that was a good thing for that particular rate. You'll see this higher rate that we tested here, this 3.8 fluid ounces, the 125 gram rate. Again, we're not going to be labeling this high, but we'd like to put it in there just to see where our ceiling is, and you can see the reduction in plant stand here, and we did have significant difference in terms of phytotoxicity, but no reduction in yield for that either. So that speaks well, especially for the cool and wet spring that we had. So, okay, show some quick pictures. These are crop safety pictures here. You'll note that this is the high rate, the rate that's not going to be on the label, 125 grams hectare of pyroxasulfone. Again, that's off label, but again, just to speak to the safety of this. This particular rate and this particular product. This was in Stoneville, Mississippi. It sustained just as many cool and as many rains and cool and wet conditions as anywhere else, and silty clay loam, and showed no crop injury. Really happy cotton there, what we like to see. This was a lighter soil. It had just as many as much rainfall, as much cool weather as the other location saw. This is actually right down the road from where I live in Winchester, And you can see at the high rate, even a lighter soil, again, zero injury at this particular site as well. So the main point there is that we feel good about this product, bringing it to cotton here in 2015, helping out with Palmer pigweed and grass control. Speaking of Palmer pigweed, here's some of the efficacy data here. You can see, of course, this is some ARM headers, so the lack of the L there, that's what percent control with the different treatments here. And you can see that the 90 grams of Anthem Flex did very well. This is going to be, again, the rate that we recommend on medium soils, really compared to anything else, and significantly outperformed dual. Proctor, Arkansas, arguably it's the same as Stoneville, Mississippi. Anything that had the 90 grams of peroxisulfone in it, the 2.76 fluid ounces of Anthem Flex, provided excellent control of Palmer amaranth. And note the days after treatment here as well, basically the days after plant, 43, 49, and 59 days after treatment. So this is really good product. I think it's going to perform very well for Palmer amaranth. The reason I have this down here, the treatments with Cotaran down here as a tank mix, is in case you wanted to try to mitigate crop injury, looking at one of the safer herbicides that can be mixed, dropping the rate of each one of them. We had excellent crop safety there, but again, the Anthem Flex by itself performed pretty well. Okay, looking at grass species, so this is basically a grass product similar to the duals and the other products like that. You'll see broadleaf sennelgrass. This is actually averaged after over three locations, and you can see that the 2.76 fluid ounces of Anthem Flex, again, that's going to be the top rate that we label, does much better than any of the other products there, you can see. So the Louisiana location, we had goose grass. Everything did well on goose grass about a month after plant, but about 28 days after that, which is 56 days after treatment, you can see that Cotaran started breaking, and Anthem Flex actually hung in there pretty well. So, some pictures to show real quick. This was that site in Winchester, 35 days after treatment. You can see this is, instead of, remember the pictures earlier were the off-label high rate to show crop safety. This is the rate that we're going to recommend in cotton. So this is showing the strength of this product 35 days after treatment. And you see a little couple of weeds poking out there starting to come up. And I remember saying, well, if you know the old thing where a small plots, you see a field this big, it's, you know, a field with this all the way across it, it does look good. But if you see the pressure that we had at this particular location of the different pigweed species, this actually speaks very well to the control. This is practically 99% control. So another location, this is Proctor, Arkansas, showing the untreated. This is moderate weed pressure here. This is the Anthem Flex, again, at the 2.75 or 2.76 fluid ounces per acre, clean as a whistle. Cotaran started breaking, again, 34 days after treatment, and the dual magnum had some breaks in it as well. So, again, this is this Anthem Flex is going to be an excellent product in cotton for weed control. And this is 43 days after treatment in Stoneville, Mississippi, on a silt loam soil with a mixture of Palmer amaranth, broadleaf sennelgrass, and horse purslane. Very heavy pigweed pressure, as you can see here. Anthem Flex, again, have a couple of grasses breaking through here, but again, that's 43 days after treatment, something that could be cleaned up easily with Roundup or a graminicide, or maybe even be shaded out by the crop canopy itself. Some weeds broke earlier in Cotaran, and also dual magnum having some weeds breaking as well. So, and real quick, just to run through what we consider borderline weeds. Morning Glories, again, I apologize for the ARM headers here. But this is basically pitted Morning Glory, and this is a mixture of Morning Glory species here. And the bottom line here is that it's not perfect against everything. It's going to need a program approach specifically against certain broadleaf weeds. You look at Cytus spinosa here, of course, tea weed, prickly cyta. This was a pleasant surprise to us that it did provide better control in Cotaran and dual magnum, so that's one thing it brings to the table compared to those two. And much like the data last year, as far as velvet leaf control, we did not get control. We're going to label it as suppression, so we think it's a better product, however, than Cotaran and dual magnum, some of the other grass products. So that's another thing that Anthem Flex brings to the table compared to some of the other grass products. So again, not perfect, but a very, very good grass product and small seeded broadleaf product we're bringing to the table here. Again, 2015 is when we hope to have this product for medium and fine soils. Anthem Flex. It's going to control different grasses, small seeded broadleafs. Had a little bit of crop response at one site, but we think it was the perfect storm as far as environmental conditions. It's going to be very rare, and we intend to look at different soil types next year, sandy loams and so forth, and also medium soils in Texas. We had some issues with hail damage in Texas this year at our site. So bottom line, it's going to be an excellent fit for Delta soils. We launch it in 2015. And again, we're going to try to look at this Texas location here at some research sites. And hope I didn't go over time. So thank you.